Stuff with Shannon, so amazing. Stuff with Shannon, so amazing. Stuff with Shannon, stuff with Shannon. Mmm, la la la. Mmm, yeah. Stuff with Shannon. Sometimes, you know, you just have to stop and breathe.
Yes.
I feel like this is one of those moments where I just need to take a deep breath and focus my energy.
Let it all go.
I've really been struggling with motivation and focus the past few days.
Uh-huh.
And the timing could not be worse.
Oh.
Because I'm finishing up week 6 of my ISR lessons,
mm-hmm.
which means I should be certified by Friday. But
wow,
I have,
already?
Yeah, it's been 6 weeks.
Oh, wow, that's fast.
And I have these final assignments that I have to get done, including one really, really, really long paper.
Oh.
Just going through a couple of lessons that I've done on my own.
Mm-hmm.
And I could not get my brain in a space to even start it this weekend.
Oh, I hate that.
I planned on having it finished by now, but I don't even have it started. So I could be in a lot of trouble as far as finishing goes, but that's okay. I'll get it done.
Yeah, you'll somehow pull it off. You always do.
Somehow. If I have to maybe ask you to help me out again,
sure,
like I did when I became Catholic, that was a huge fail, but I'm not unwilling to try again.
At least you can ask. I mean, I can always let you down.
I'm not really afraid to ask you anything. I'm kind of sometimes afraid of your response, though.
I'm here for you, Shannon.
I appreciate you. And I don't know how you could be here for me because you're busy all the dang time. I don't know how you do it.
You know what? Somebody asked me that this week. A friend of mine has 2 kids and I have 3, obviously. And I was saying how all of my kids are playing soccer now. Like, I am officially a soccer mom. Everyone is playing soccer. And she was saying how she is hesitant to sign up her younger one for soccer because how do you do it with 2? She's like, how do you do it with 3? It's one of those things I think you just do. And I think I was thinking about that this weekend. You see people in other situations and you think, I could never do that. But they don't have any other option. You just do it. It's your life. You have to deal with it. You just make it happen. And sometimes we miss a practice, or sometimes we're a few minutes late, or we have to leave a few minutes early. You just do whatever you have to do and you do it.
You know, I don't feel bad for you.
No.
And seeing everything that you've got going on, because you kind of brought it on yourself.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I mean, you chose to have 3 kids and you chose to sign them up for soccer. And you choose to do the things that you do.
Absolutely.
So I don't feel bad for you for a second.
No.
I just don't understand how you can continue to go every single day. You're up at, what, 4:30 to work out?
Yeah.
And then get the kids ready for school. And then I don't know what you do with your day every day. But I saw your calendar one time on Facebook, I think.
Yeah.
And it was packed.
It's pretty busy.
So I can imagine by the end of the day at your house, you are just exhausted. And I would hope that your kids are too, because they do so much stuff during the day.
And you would think they would be, but no, because all of a sudden when it's bedtime, they get like this second wind and nobody is ready for bed. And it doesn't matter how early you start bedtime, how early you say we're going to go to bed. We're doing early bedtime. We're going to eat early. We're going to finish this early. It is still like an hour to hour and a half long process. And
no
it
way.
Is maddening.
What do they possibly come up with to make it last that long?
Every single thing under the moon. And, you know, I remember before I had kids, people would say, or you'd see like on TV or commercials or whatever, and people would say their kid would be like, oh, I need my special sleepy thing, or oh, I need some water, or oh, I need a kiss. It's that times 50 other things. We try to start off with, okay, let's 30 minutes before I actually want them to be in bed.
Mm-hmm.
Go put your stuff away, get your pajamas on, brush teeth. That in itself, unless you stand over them, it's the longest process because they're easily distracted. So, oh, Sydney sees a book. She's got to sit down and look at the book. Or, oh, Jude's on his way upstairs and there's a car on the stair step. So he's got to stop and play with the car. Or Miles sits down and then he's just got to rest a minute. How do you have to rest before you put your pajamas on? Just put the pajamas on. Oh,
And what is your punishment for them when they do this every single night and you know it's coming and you know that it's all nonsense?
What punishment is there? They don't care. They really don't. It's not like they get tons of TV and screen time. Those are really the only things they care about. They don't get that during the week anyway. And if I take it away from them on the weekend, it's me that suffers.
Oh, yeah, because you got to entertain them and then they're fighting and they're not happy. And well, what about soccer? I mean, you say if you don't get your crap together this week, you are not playing soccer this weekend?
No, I don't think that's fair because, one, I pay for soccer. And two, it punishes the rest of the team as well. So when you're on a team and they're short.
Even better.
No.
Because then you can use that leverage of how they're not only letting you down, but they're letting down their entire team.
They
and
don't
guilt
care.
Them into do their. Seriously?
They don't
Your
care.
Kids have no empathy for other people's feelings? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they're seven. No, not to that extent. Like if they see somebody who's suffering, but it's a disconnect.
Okay, well, do it. Take them to their game. Sit them right there on the bench, but tell them they're not getting in. And watch them watch the other kids play short because they screwed up during the week. And then if you have to pinch them to make them cry, somehow make them cry, make them sad on that bench, and relate it to the fact that if they don't get their stuff done when you tell them to get it done, then this is how they're going to spend every Saturday, watching everybody else have fun-ish while they feel really disappointed because their teammate let them down.
Again, punishment for me.
You're sitting
I don't even
there...
want to go watch my kid play soccer, and now I got to go and sit out in the hot sun for an hour and a half and watch my kid not play soccer.
But think about it. That
no.
hour and a half would be so worth it if it
no.
got this battle that you're fighting every single night cut down even in half.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. It's
so,
not going
to
happen.
So what is your solution? Just let them continue to prolong the going to bed experience?
I don't know if there's a solution, but it's just, I mean, even Sydney, well, all of a sudden she's got 500 things that are in her head that she suddenly needs to ask. Are we riding the bus home tomorrow? What time do I have dance tomorrow? What time is Dad going to be home? Oh my God, just go to bed. Mm-hmm. Just go to bed. And I think part of it is, you know how like you go to bed and you have all these things running through your head
mm-hmm.
and you can't go to sleep?
Yeah.
Like I think that's part of it with her. Like the other two aren't as bad with that. Jude goes to bed. He's pretty good about it. Takes a little while longer to get him going to get ready for bed because you have to do everything with him. Like
right.
I have to brush his teeth. I have to put him into a nighttime diaper. So he can't do that stuff on his own. And he goes to sleep really quickly. But Sydney's like me. She's a night owl. Her head is constantly going a million miles a minute. It's like, Mom, I just had to ask you one more question. Mom, I was just thinking about, no, what I need you to do is go to bed.
Listen to this. Do you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
This is an app that I have on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Calm app. And when I can't sleep,
mm-hmm.
I turn on this Calm app. I'm trying to remember which one it is. I let this lady read to me or tell me stories or whatever it is until I fall asleep. Listen to this.
A sleep story for grown-ups. Before we begin today's sleep story, let's take a few minutes to settle in and relax.
Ooh.
Cozy up in bed. Get nice and comfortable. And when you're ready, close your eyes. Allow your feet to fall apart naturally.
She sounds a little scary.
She's great. She puts me to sleep at night because she's so calming.
She sounds a little like the poltergeist lady.
Maybe you need to get an app for your kids.
But that's a good idea. I think especially for Sydney. Because
yeah.
I think that's part of it with her. It's like she just can't settle down. But it's so irritating because she every single thing in her head, you know, she's got to get it out. Last night I was like, listen. I don't want to see you again tonight. I don't want to see you again until the morning. She's like, that's so mean. I don't care. Go to bed.
Maybe it's one of those things where you allow her 10 or 15 minutes after she brushes her teeth and gets her pajamas on to sit down and write all the questions that she's got
Ooh.
In a journal or something. Write it all down so she gets it out,
mm-hmm.
but she doesn't bother you with it.
One would hope.
You can focus on getting the other two ready for bed.
Mm-hmm.
And then if she wants to talk about it the next day, talk about it the next day. But that's not going to take up more of your time at night.
That's a good idea.
Thanks.
She's pretty good with it. Yeah, she has several. Of course, she's all over the place, but she has several journals. she likes to read. That's the other part too, is then, you know, she'll start to read and I just can't get her to go to sleep. And that I know, I understand how that is because I do that too. But do whatever you need to, but do it in your room. Like once bedtime, that's my time. Mm-hmm. It's my time where it's quiet and nobody's asking me anything and nobody needs me to break up a fight or get them blueberries or just leave me alone.
You deserve that.
I would think.
Or is it something where you can take every minute that they prolong the going to bed experience the night before and say, okay, you're going to bed this many minutes early tomorrow because you took longer tonight. So sorry about you.
Yeah, except again, punishment for me.
How? You're telling them go to bed earlier the next day.
Well, because we have a limited, because of all the activities we have after school and then we have to fit in dinner, it's always, I mean, there's not a lot of time in the evening anyway. So by the time we get home from whatever practice and then try to get everybody settled for dinner and then get dinner cleaned up and then everybody, I mean, a lot of times we are eating dinner and it's like, okay, bedtime.
Well, then I don't really think there's a solution to your problem.
There probably
isn't. I think you just need to suck it up and allow them to take 7 hours to get ready for bed every night.
Oh, it's
because
exhausting.
Everything that I say, you're coming back with some reason why it's not going to work.
No, I think the journal thing may work and the app. I think
maybe.
The app may work.
I mean, it really does redirect your thoughts into whatever is going on the phone at the time or your breathing or whatever it is. That lady tells you to do.
Yeah, that may be the kicker for Sydney because she's the worst offender. I mean, Jude will sometimes, he'll get impatient. He'll get mad laying with me and he'll say, I want to go downstairs with Daddy. I'm like, great, but don't come back up here.
I mean, if you want, I can even make a personalized sleep story for Sydney.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Possibly. I mean, you need to promise that you're going to play whatever I give you.
Absolutely.
But I can work on that.
I would love that.
Sydney, breathe in, breathe out. Focus your energy on the atoms floating around your head right now.
If Pennywise the clown was a girl, I imagine that's what she'd sound like.
All right, that is my goal because I have so much spare time right now. I'm going to make a sleep story for Sydney.
I love it.
Or maybe other kids her age. How old is she? 10?
9.
9? Okay. A sleep story for 9-year-olds. That's my goal.
Okay. This could be our next money-making activity.
I'm still waiting for the first money-making activity.
Oh.
But
oh, wait. The children's book didn't pan out?
No.
Oh,
it just ended up being in the back pocket of my car seat. And then I finally remembered one day, oh, yeah, I need to give this to my sister. And she's yet to tell me how Jake reacted to it.
She didn't tell you how great it was?
I keep meaning to ask her what he thought about it or what she thought about it. And somehow it slips my mind.
She's probably thankful for that.
Probably. All right, so I have something to add to my to-do list.
Okay.
To write a sleep story for Sydney and other 10-year-olds, and hopefully within the next 6 to 8 weeks, I'll have that finished for you, and we can maybe even read it on here.
I love it. Let's make it happen.
Possibly.
All right.
See you later, alligator.
Guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Goodbye.